Okay, everybody, welcome to tonight's class, and also, of course, the first block in this new term. So you might be pleased to know, particularly if you're new to the practice or if you haven't rolled your yoga mat out over the Christmas holidays, it's going to be a nice, gentle intro to the practice tonight. Just to let you know a little bit about this term, if you're on my mailing list, you might have already received the information that I sent out over the weekend. Just letting you know kind of what to expect, really, for at least the first few weeks of this coming term. Because I've been reading this most amazing book by a lady called Brené Brown. Has anybody ever read any of her work? She's kind of like self-help psychotherapy, but read in the past, it can kind of be hard work, or it's like go straight over here somewhere. And also, lots of the languaging in those kind of books can be difficult to kind of integrate into householder life. I always think it's okay if you've got lots of time, lots of money, no family and no job, then you have lots of time to integrate those things. But for most of us, of course, it's a lot more challenging because we have a lot more plates and hats to juggle. So Brené writes in a beautiful way that makes things really easy to integrate into modern householder life. And her book that I'm reading right now is called Daring Greatly. And it's all about, really, how we hold ourselves back, how we allow our fears and anxieties to stop us from living our life at the most optimal level. And so it's my intention, the next few weeks at least, to start to integrate not only a little bit of yoga, the yoga philosophy, but also a few of Renee's teachings that I'm picking up through this book that I'm reading right now. And so hopefully I'll kind of infuse our practice with some of her Daring Greatly stuff and hopefully inspire us to make this year a really amazing year. Normally at this time of year, I, and I'm sure many of you as well, start off with a New Year's resolution. And usually, I have to admit, by the 7th or the 14th latest, mine have normally fallen down by the wayside somewhere. And my resolutions normally come from a place of either guilt or shame, usually. Usually something along the lines of, you must eat less, you must exercise more, you must drink less, are normally my things. So this year, I decided that instead of giving myself a hard time every time I, you know, don't do those things, I'm just simply not going to make any real resolutions this year. And my only intention is to just be with what is present in the moment. And that is the first teaching, really, in Brené Brown's book. Because she says that the thing that stops us and the things that makes us most fearful is when we kind of refuse to acknowledge our anxieties and our fears. And we try to mask them, hide them, change them into something else, and just really don't sit with them at all. And we refuse to admit our vulnerabilities. So what I decided to do after reading this is to make that my intention for this year. That is my only resolution. To not try to fix or change anything, but instead try to just be accepting of what is present. Because I'm sure we've all felt anxious, I'm sure we've all felt sadness, but just because we feel those things doesn't mean we are those things. Because yoga teaches us that everything changes. Nothing is permanent. Everything is cyclic. So in this moment, we might be feeling anxious or sad, but knowing that is going to change. And so that's my only resolution this year, is to just try and sit with things and be accepting of them and not be afraid or anxious about them. And that is my intention for this practice tonight. A nice simple practice, no big shocking poses in there or anything. Probably for those of you who've been coming to the class for a while, nothing perhaps new in here at all. But we're just going to try and breathe fully and embrace every sensation with gratitude as it arises. So that's where we're heading in our practice tonight. So just before we get stuck in, just to remember, I'm sure I've spoken to a few of you who've already told me about injuries, but just in case anything happened over the Christmas holidays, if there is anything that you're struggling with or bothering you right now, just flag me down at some point during the beginning of the class and let me know. And as usual, if something doesn't feel comfortable in your body, then just let me know and we can modify it with props or change it up a little bit or give you some additional support. And as usual, just do as much or as little of the practice as you feel like you want to do tonight. Last thing before we get stuck in, I've been having a declutter. That was one of my things at the Christmas holidays. Decluttering my yoga room at home. And there's a great magazine called Yoga Journal. Some of you might be familiar with it. And it's all things yoga. Lots of little mini practices in here, tips and, you know, pictures and stuff. And so I've got loads of them. So I did there from, you know, over the last kind of 10 years worth of Yoga Journal, pretty much sitting at home. So I don't really use them anymore. So if anybody does want to take home some bedtime reading, you're welcome to just grab a few and take them with you as you go. I'm only going to recycle them if they don't go. Okay. So grab one of those at the end of the practice if you'd like. Okay. Yeah, good for the plane. Those people who are jet setting away, good for long plane journeys. So you can come down, lie on your back, everybody. And if you want, if you've got a blanket with you and you want to open that out first and have an extra layer underneath you, between you and the floor, then that's great too. So open that out if you would like. And then come down on your back. And you can leave socks on too for the time being if you like. And your extra layers. And as you come down onto the floor, you can bend your knees. Separate your feet a little wider than your hips. Drop the inner knees together to touch. Let your hands rest onto your body or alongside your body. And then just take a few moments to wiggle around and make yourself comfortable. So you feel like you're lying in a relatively straight line. And you can adjust the position of your neck by balancing out the tip of the chin and the eyebrow center. So as we bring those two points into balance, we can maintain the natural curvature in the upper back and the neck. And if you need a bit of help with a pillow or a blanket of support, then feel free to pop something underneath the back of your head. Part your back teeth a little bit. Relax your tongue away from the roof of your mouth. You can close your eyes or just keep a soft gaze if that makes you feel more comfortable. And then just start to allow your body to settle. And of course, it might be super easy tonight, especially as most of us have returned back to work this week and we're halfway through the week and still finding our rhythm probably. So if that is you, then it might be very easy for you to drop into stillness tonight. But also it might be quite challenging. Your body might be a little bit fidgety, your mind might be very busy. So just noticing how it feels without judgment. Nothing is good, bad, or right or wrong. You're simply just noticing how you're feeling right now. Notice where your attention is being called to in your physical body. If there's any sensitivity, any tenderness, any aches and pains. Not trying to cover it up or change it into something else, but just noticing, just being a witness to the sensation. And then also beginning to notice the places in your body that feel comfortable and spacious. And then bringing your attention to your breath. Notice how your breath is flowing, and as you breathe, try to breathe in and out through your nostrils. If that doesn't feel so great for you, or I know it's the season of coughs and colds already, so if you're a little bunged up, then breathe in through your nose and soft sighs through your mouth if that feels a little better for you to breathe fully in that way. But notice if the breath is smooth and steady, or if that too feels perhaps a little bit jittery or jumpy. And often what happens in our breath is a reflection, and in our physical body is a reflection of what's happening in the mind. So often when our thought waves are nice and steady and there's maybe a bit of space between the thoughts, our breath is usually a little steadier too. But when our breath is a little jittery, our mind is usually very active and busy. So again, no judgment, but just noticing how your breath is flowing and how the thought waves are flowing through your mind. Is there a particular mood or emotion that you've brought with you to your practice tonight? And you're not going to have to share that with anyone else, so you can be totally honest about how you're feeling in this moment. No judgment, nothing good or bad, but just acceptance of how you feel right now. And of course, none of us are perfect in any shape or form, but we are all perfect in our imperfection. When we can acknowledge our feelings, emotions, and vulnerabilities, that is the way we start to change and grow and enable ourselves to live our lives fully, not being held back or bound by our anxieties and fears. So having a clearer picture of where we're starting from now, we're going to start to work with the breath a little bit to strengthen our lung capacity and to start to recharge, rejuvenate and revitalize the body and mind in preparation for movement. Place your palms gently onto the soft part of your belly if they're not there already. And as you inhale through your nostrils, breathe all the way down into your belly and breathe into the space below your palms. As you inhale, the belly rises to meet your palms. As you exhale, the belly descends back towards the earth. As you breathe in, belly expands and rises. As you breathe out, the belly softens and descends. No big effort or force necessary. No need to push the belly forwards or suck the belly back. It'll be nice and easeful. And your mind will inevitably wander away, go traveling around, go and walk about. So when you find yourself doing that, just keep bringing your attention back to your breath and watching the breath as it ebbs and flows. And the belly rises and falls. At the end of your next exhalation, let your hands just rise up and out to the outer edges of your torso. For ladies, bring the hands up about bra band height and hook your thumbs around your torso. So the thumbs will point down and the fingers will wrap in, pointing in towards the midline of your body. Elbows will flare out and rest onto the floor. And as you breathe now, direct your breath into the place between your palms, around this midsection of your trunk. See if you can keep the belly and the chest nice and still, and just awareness into this midsection. Again, no big effort, no need to push or pull or force the breath. But just breathing into this section and noticing what you feel here. Some friends might feel the ribs tilting up and down like Venetian blinds. Some friends might feel the ribs expand sideways like a concertina opening and then drawing back to center. Or you might feel a combination of all of those things. This area, usually for many of us, especially if we're holding trauma in our physical body or in our emotional body, this area starts to get a little bit tight. The muscles start to tighten up, and then that restricts the depth of our breath. And when our breath is slightly restricted, it makes us more anxious. So simply by breathing and expanding the muscles in between our ribs, we start to create space. And we start to draw in more prana, more life force. And in turn, this begins to soothe our nervous system. So the last couple of breaths here, notice if you can breathe into the whole cylinder of your trunk as those muscles wrap all the way around from front to back. At the end of your next exhalation, let's float the hands up a little higher onto the chest, just underneath your collarbones.
the palms flat on the chest.
And keeping your awareness into the upper lobes of the lungs and the place beneath your palms, start to guide your breath into the upper chest. It's a little bit more narrow here in the lungs, so it might take a little bit more conscious awareness, but no big force once again. See if you can keep your awareness here whilst keeping the belly and that midsection of your trunk fairly steady. Can you feel both sides of the chest rising equally as you breathe in and falling equally as you breathe out? Or does it feel like one side of the chest, one lung perhaps, working a little bit more than the other side? About 60% of our lungs are in the back body. So can you also feel perhaps any gentle expansion in the upper back, at the very back of your lungs? The last cycle of breath here, noticing, feeling, without judging. And at the end of your next exhale, let your left hand slide down over your heart, your right hand slides down over the soft part of your belly again. And we're going to link all of those three spaces together to make full yogic breaths now, so that we start to really use our full lung capacity and maximize the amount of energy we draw in to nourish all the cells of our being. So as you next breathe in, expand your belly, then your ribs, and then feel your chest rise. And as you exhale, relax the chest, the ribs, and the belly. Breathe in, expand belly, ribs, chest. Breathe out, soften chest, ribs, and belly. And just continuing to breathe in that way. Again, no big effort is needed or required at all. But just guiding your breath through those three segments. And as your mind wanders, just invite it back. We're going to take about another 30, 40 seconds here. So just for this short amount of time, see if you can make your exhalation ever so slightly longer than your inhalation. And this, in turn, also begins to soothe our nervous system and move us into what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, the part of our nervous system that encourages us to rest and digest, rather than always being on that high state of alert, into that kind of feeling of stress and anxiety where we want to fight or fly. So last, slightly longer exhales, last breath here. Let your exhale completely release. And then just let your breath return to its own regular rhythm. No longer guiding it through those three places in your lungs, but just noticing how you feel right now, even after a few moments of connecting with your breath. Has there already been any subtle shifts? And maybe you feel a little differently as to how you felt when you first lay on your mat. So our only intention for our practice tonight is to keep that awareness of breath, to keep that fullness and spaciousness of breath. So as you next inhale, let's allow the arms to float straight back overhead and stretch out one leg at a time or both legs together. We'll take a full body stretch along the length of your mat. Stretch and splay the fingers, open the skin of the palms, the armpits, knit the ribs down into the floor, open the soles of the feet, stretch your toes. Take another inhale and get bigger in all directions. And as you exhale, float your arms down to your sides. And you can hug your knees into your chest. Give yourself a little rock and roll on your back in a way that feels good for you. Might be side to side or forwards and back, or holding the knees and just circling and massaging into the lower back. Great. And then placing the soles of the feet down onto the floor. Take the arms out to the sides to shoulder height. Palms face up or down, depends what feels most comfortable in your shoulders. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let your knees fall to the left. So the arms are straight out at shoulder height, palms down on the floor. Palms face down, that's it. And then you can draw your shoulder blades down your back. And as the knees sway to the left, turn to look to your right fingers. If that doesn't feel so great in your neck, just keep your chin in the center. But breathe into the right side of your chest. Breathe into the right lung. Feel the expansive quality of the inhale, the softness of the exhale. As you next inhale, bring the knees to center, chin to center, and exhale, knees to the right, turn to look left. Slide left shoulder blade down the back. Reach through left fingers and breathe into the left side of your chest. Part the back teeth so there's no tension in the neck, the jaw, the throat. Inhale, chin and knees to center. And as you exhale, you can hug your knees to your chest and give yourself another rock and roll, another massage around onto your back. So we're going to tuck up into a tight little seed ball now. So any friends with neck issues, if you want to do this with one hand supporting your head, then you're welcome to do it that way if you like. So take an in-breath, and as you exhale, curl head and shoulders up away from the floor. So you're going to kiss your knees, maybe using one hand to support the head. Tuck in a little tighter as you inhale. And as you exhale, unravel head and shoulders to the floor. You can roll to one side as the feet touch down and press the floor away and bring yourself around and up towards sitting. Good. Let's meet in all fours on the mat. So if you need extra padding for your knees, you can double up your mat. Like so, or you can use your blanket as extra cushioning if you like. Come all the way over onto all fours. Knees underneath the hips, toes tucked under, heels of the hands slightly forwards of the shoulder, and check that all of your fingers are pointing directly ahead. Press down into the floor through finger pads and knuckles. Tone and firm the arms and plug the armpits back to the waist. Lift the sides of the waist away from the floor. Inhale, take the heart forwards, the groins back. And as you exhale, round the spine like a cat. Inhale, heart forwards, groins go back. Exhale and round, pressing the floor away. And continuing with that, sync this movement to the cycle of your breath. Doesn't matter if you're traveling a little more quickly or slowly than me or anyone else. Feel and listen and allow this movement to flow with your natural rhythm. The eyes can close so that you can really keep that inward feeling, really listening and witnessing, or just a nice soft gaze if that feels better for you. Couple more cycles there. Enjoy the feeling, the fullness of the breath connected to movement. And at the end of your next exhale, just returning to neutral spine again. So somewhere in between those two extremes of movement. As you inhale, take right arm out and open to the right. And as you exhale, feed your right arm behind your left wrist. Come down onto right shoulder and right temple. Good. Great, everybody. Just settling in there. And as you feel and notice the sensations in this twist, notice if your hips have swung over to the left. If they have, tack the outer left hip to the wall behind you. Begin to extend heart and crown forwards. Good. And if you need the support of your left hand down on the floor there, maintain that or come up onto tented fingers. If you don't need the support of that hand there, you can let your left hand come down to rest onto your lower back, somewhere in the place where the ribs and the lower back meet. And start to breathe into that space. So you're not kind of wrapping it round you towards the hip, just resting it on the mid-back, that's it. Great. And it could be the back of the hand or the palm, whatever's easier in the shoulder and the wrist. But start to breathe into this area. This is kind of the home in the back of the waist there. This is the home of the kidneys. And perched on top of the kidneys, like a little top hat, are the adrenal glands. And the adrenals are part of our endocrine system that helps us to secrete hormones that help us manage our stress and anxieties. So breathing awareness into this area, breathing fullness and space into the lower back. And at the end of your exhalation, if your hand is there connected to your back, bring your left hand back down to the floor, press into it and draw yourself around and out. And we'll go straight to the second side. Left hand opens left. Feed it behind right wrist. Come down onto left shoulder, the left temple. Good. Settle in there. Notice if the hips swing around to the right. Shoulders. Press down again through finger pads and knuckles. Inhale, extend right leg straight back behind you. Point toes and knee down towards the floor. Try not to sag in the middle. Lift the side body away from the floor. Inhale, exhale, ground in nose and knee. Inhale, tuck up a little bit more. And exhale, extend the heel and the crown away from each other. Inhale, get long. Exhale, get round. Inhale, tuck in. And exhale, extend the leg back. Last one, inhale, get long. Exhale, round. Inhale, tuck in a little more.
And exhale, shoot the leg back, heart forwards. Lower the right knee down to the floor and we'll switch it up to the other side. Left leg extends back, heart forward, slightly looking forwards. Lift the sides of the belly away from the floor. Inhale, exhale, round in. Inhale, tuck up a little bit more, press the floor away through the palms. Exhale, extend, heel and crown. Inhale, get longer. Exhale, round in. Inhale, tuck in. And exhale, extend out. Last one. Inhale. Exhale, get round. Inhale, tuck in, press into the floor. Exhale, extend back. Great. Lower the knee down to the floor. And let's widen out the knees, nice and wide apart. Big toes touch together. And begin to rock your hips back towards your heels. You can start to lower your forehead to the floor. If it feels like it's a long way down, you can take a yoga block or your blanket and just pop it underneath your forehead. Come up onto tented fingers and walk your fingertips out away from you. Stretch the arms forwards to the top of the mat. Lift the armpits up away from the floor. Keep your forehead down if you can, resting on the floor or your block. Breathe into all sides of the torso now. The sides, the back, the front, wherever you're meeting any resistance. We're not trying to shift or change or fix anything. We're simply just breathing fully. And accepting all of the sensations as they rise and fall and ebb and flow. Last breath here, breathing in and out. End of that exhalation, start to walk your fingers towards you, slowly rolling up to sit onto your heels. Take your time as you roll up. And then coming up to a tall kneeling position. Maybe extra padding still underneath the knees if you need it. Right foot steps up to the top of the mat. And having the right ankle underneath the knee or slightly out ahead, just so that we're really supporting the knee joint. If you feel a bit wobbly, walk your right foot open to the right just a couple of times. Hands to the hip points. Lift up the hip points, lengthen the tailbone down. Hug the back knee and the front heel towards each other. Imagine they're stuck in something sticky and they won't physically move, but just draw them towards each other and that'll create some stability in your legs and your pelvis. Inhale, take the arms around and up and hold your right wrist with your left hand. Flip right palm to the sky. Scissor the legs again, so squeeze front heel and back knee in. Knit the front ribs back. Inhale, and as you exhale, a little side bend to the left. Inhale, come on up, switch the grip, so hold left wrist with right hand, and then leaning to the right. Inhale to center, exhale, release the hands down. Let's change the legs, so left foot steps out ahead. Take your time to get there. And back toes can tuck or point, whatever's more stabilizing for you. If you need a bit more stability, then widen out the distance. So walk out your left foot over to the left a couple of times. Hands to hip points. Hug the back knee and the front heel towards each other. Lift the hip points and lengthen the tail. Draw the front ribs back. Inhale, arms reach out and open to the sides overhead. Hold left wrist with right hand. Little side bend to the right. Or the left. Inhale, come to center, change the grip. And let's go to the other side. Inhale, center. And exhale, release the hands down. You can just slide that front foot back towards you a little bit. Tuck under the back toes. Take your hands onto the front knee. Now we're going to press up to stand from here. So if you think this might not be great for your knees or indeed any other joint, then come up to stand in a way that feels more comfortable for you. But press down and bring yourself up to stand when you're ready. When you come up to stand, take your arms out wide, about shoulder height. And just make sure that you're not going to prod your neighbour. So you might want to stagger with your friend next to you so you've got a bit of space. Widen out your feet as wide as your mat. You can take your arms by your sides. All 10 toes going directly forwards. Hands to hips. And let's keep the chin parallel to the floor. Feel down into your feet. You don't need to look at them as you lift all 10 toes up off the floor. And as the toes lift, feel how your arches lift, how the inner leg line lifts, and how your legs tone. Let's try to maintain that tone as we lower the toes to the floor. Bring tail and pubic bone towards each other. Knit the front ribs back behind you a little bit. Arms go wide now. As you inhale, circle the arms overhead. Catch your right wrist with your left hand. Flip right palm to sky. Inhale, exhale, side bend to the left. Press into your right foot a little bit more. Breathe into your right lung. Look forwards or look down if that feels better for your neck. Inhale, come on up. Let's switch the grip, hold left wrist. Inhale, keep the legs toned. Exhale, lean right. Press into left foot a little bit more. Breathe into left lung. Inhale, come up to center. Exhale, release and lower the hands down. Toe heel the feet back in. And you can walk up to the top of your mat if you're not there already. Have your feet about hips distance apart. If you've got socks on or if you've got a blanket covering your mat, you might want to remove the blanket now. You might want to remove your socks. We're going to get into a few wide-legged poses. And the danger with socks is that you can slide along your mat. So we want to try and get a good grip through our feet. Hands to hips, feet hips distance apart. Step your left foot, nice big step, all the way to the back of the mat and across a little bit. So that the right heel intersects through the left arch. So the right, the front foot intersects the back arch. Spin your back heel away from you just a little bit. Check in that the seam of your front leg is parallel to the sky. Bring the arms up to shoulder height and look over your right fingers. As you reach out through your fingers, reach out as much through your back hand as you reach through your front hand. Let the armpits settle down to the waist, but lift your kidneys up. Remember the home of the adrenal glands that we were looking at in our twist. Lift that region up off your pelvis. Squeeze the feet together so we've got some tone in the legs. Inhale, exhale, bend the front knee into warrior two. Take a look down and make sure that your front knee is rolling open towards your baby toe side of your foot. Armpits still over hips. Inhale, straighten front leg without snapping it back. Nice and controlled. Exhale, bend the front knee. Can we still keep the back leg as strong as the front leg? Inhale, straighten front leg. Exhale, bend front knee. We're going to settle in now. Make the back leg stronger. Sit down into your right sitting bone a little bit more. Check the knee is rolling open. Let's let the back hand rest on the back thigh. Turn right palm to the sky. And without losing that beautiful lunge, inhale, lean back. Look at your back heel. And as you exhale, come back through center, back to our warrior position. Inhale, straighten front leg.
Exhale, hands to hips. Let's pivot on the feet and do exactly the same going the other way. So turn your left toes out to 90. Spin your right heel back into the center of the room towards me. Take the arms out to shoulder height. Your arms act like a measuring stick. So let your ankles be underneath your wrists. So you've got a nice wide stance. Oops, sorry about that. And then as you next inhale, widen across your fingers. Lift the kidneys up. Squeeze the feet towards each other. And as you exhale, bend the front knee. Look at the front knee and just check that it's tracking towards the baby toe side of the foot. Inhale, straighten the front leg. And exhale, bend the front knee. Inhale, straighten front leg. And exhale, bend front knee. Check in that your knee isn't overshooting your ankle. So just slightly wider stance. If you can't see your toes, just a slightly longer stance. That's a great move. Make your back leg stronger and longer. Good. Tone the back leg. Let your back hand rest onto your thigh, your right hand on your right thigh. Flip left palm to sky. Inhale and lean back, but sit down more into your left seat. Look towards your back heel if you like. Really nice, everyone. Inhale, come back to warrior two. The front knee bends still. And then straighten the front leg, hands to hips, and come back around to the first side. So turn your right toes back towards me. Spin your back heel away from you. We've still got that nice wide stance. We're going to add on one more pose into that little sequence. So let's take the arms wide to shoulder height. Anchor the shoulder blades deep in the back. Lift the kidneys up. Strengthen the legs by hugging them towards each other. Inhale. Exhale, bend the front knee. Check the tracking there. Is it opening to baby toe? Can you make the back leg stronger and longer? Flip right palm to sky. Back hand connects with back leg. Inhale, lean back, look back, but sit down to your right seat just a little more. And then as you inhale, keep leaning back, but straighten your front leg. Straighten front leg, lean back a little more, open right side body. And as you exhale, come up and over with the torso. The legs stay strong, the front leg stays straight. And rest your right hand just above your right knee. So a modified Trikonasana position, a modified triangle. So our base is wide. The pinnacle of our triangle is our middle left finger. Reach it up to the sky. Both sides of the body super long. Really good. Inhale, and as you exhale, bend the front knee to release the hamstring back to our warrior two position. Inhale, front leg straightens. Exhale, hands to hips. And let's pivot on the feet and do the same sequence on the other side. So left toes turn out to 90. Right heel spins back towards me into the center of the room. Arms up like a measuring stick. Check in, ankles under wrists. Settle the armpits and the shoulders down. Look over left fingers. Lift the kidneys up off the top of the pelvis. Hug the legs to the midline. Inhale, as you exhale, bend your left knee. Warrior two. Look at the tracking of that knee. Make sure it's rolling open. Tone the back leg, make it stronger and longer. And then let your back hand, your right hand, rest on your right thigh. Flip your left palm to the sky and lean back into the center of the room. You can look back at your back heel if that's helpful for your neck. Great, everybody. Straighten your left leg now and keep leaning back even more. Create a little bit more space down the left side of your torso. And as you exhale, bring the torso over the left leg into triangle pose. Left hand connects just above left knee.
and reach right hand to the sky.
Yeah, you're right, Karina. You're doing it. Right. No, I know it's difficult when you've got your back to. That's it. Great. Beautiful.
So we're just like a triangle. Squeeze the feet together, create a stable, broad foundation, and reach up through the middle finger of your right hand. Breathe into the space. Even though this pose might be challenging, can we still breathe fully and just honor where we are right now? Nothing to fix, nothing to change. Inhale, coming all the way up. Bend the front knee as you exhale, back into warrior two. Great. Inhale, straighten front leg, hands to hips. And turn all 10 toes to the long side of your mat now. Well, I'll come over here so that I can see you all. Most of you can see me. Now we're going to fold forwards in a second. So as we fold forwards, if you know that your hamstrings are a bit resistant, you have any issues in your lower back, you might want to grab a yoga block and just pop it down on the floor in front of you so that you don't have to go all the way forwards to the floor. From when we fold forwards. A little micro bend in your knees, not too much, but just enough so there's a bit of slack in the knee, in the hamstrings. Inhale, exhale, hinge from your hips, fold forwards, fingertips down to the floor or to your yoga block. Good. And then we're going to rock the weight back onto the heels and at the same time walk your block and or your hands forward. So you're high on your fingers, just like we were earlier in child's pose. Creeping your fingers forward like little spider hands, but keep the weight rocking back into your heels. A little micro bend in your knees. We're trying to shift our butt about 5 inches or so behind us. So we're getting nice and long through the sides of the body. Extend through the crown of the head, relax your jawline. And as we do this, we're strengthening our hamstrings. Often we think about stretching the hamstrings a lot in yoga practice, but we want to have that dance between flexibility and strength in all of our muscle groups. So rock a bit more weight onto your heels, like almost like if you let go of your fingertips, you'd fall back onto your bottom. That much weight on your heels. Extend the torso forwards a little bit more. And then shift the weight back to the balls of the feet. Walk your hands back in towards you. Keep that micro bend in your knees. Hands to hips. Look forwards. Shoulders on the back. Inhale. Hinge from the hips to come up. Well done, everyone. And let's toe heel the feet together. Turn around to the front of your mat. You can come down to sit. So any way you want to make your way down to the floor, it is good. Now, if you've got a block or a blanket, I would like for you to perch yourself on the edge. So when we come down to sit, instead of having the whole of your butt onto your support, you're going to wiggle forwards so just your sit bones are on the edge. And that will help you to tilt your pelvis and draw your lower back in so it takes the weight out of the lumbar spine. Because without that support, most of us are probably going to get slightly rounded there and we get a little slumpy and dump a whole heap of weight into the lumbar spine. So just having that little bit of elevation just helps to lift the weight out of the lower back. Legs going straight out ahead. I'll turn on back to face you now. I can see you all. So from our perch, legs straight out in front. Bring the right knee towards the chest, foot on the floor with the heel just in front of your sitting bone.
keep your left leg extended but active. Let me mirror image. Keep the left leg extended but active. So dig the heel down, point the toes back to your face. Hands interlace around the front of right shin. Pull up the calf flesh and use that action of lifting the calf flesh up to help you lengthen through your spine. Root your tail down, extend up through the crown of the head. Lots of space between the vertebrae. Let's try to maintain that space as we bring our right elbow to the inside of our right knee. Left hand is going to circle back just behind left hip. Stay on tented fingers so we're not leaning back, trying to keep the crown right over the tail. Hug the inner right knee and right elbow into each other. Inhale, get a little longer, a little taller. And exhale, twist and open to your left. Good. And can you still breathe fully into both lungs, even in this tricky twist? Nothing to change, nothing to fix. Just breathing and creating space with our breath. You can turn to look over your back shoulder or let your chin just be right over the center of the chest. Inhale there. And as you exhale, let's counter spin all the way around to the right. Then we're going to switch it up, change the legs around. Right leg extends out ahead, dig the heel down, activate that leg. Left heel lines up just in front of the sitting bones. Interlace the hands around your left calf and then just begin to pull the flesh upwards, using that as a bit of traction to lengthen the spine. Maintain that elevation. And let's bring our left elbow to the inside of the left knee. Take the right hand, tented fingers just back behind us. Hug to the midline through your elbow and your knee. Inhale, and as you exhale, twisting open to your right. You can look to your right shoulder, or you can just keep the chin over the chest. But can you breathe again into both lungs? Can you broaden the collarbones? Can you root through your tail and rise up more through the crown of the head? Take an in-breath there. And as you exhale, a little counter spin all the way around to the left. And then back into the center. Extend the legs out ahead. You can give them a little bounce around or a little massage if you want to. And then you can come off your little perch. So just remove it off to the side. Bend your knees, hold on to your knees, and ease your way down onto your back. And as you come down onto your back, check in that you've got enough space behind you to take your arms back overhead. So if you're right by the wall, just make sure you're not going to scrape your knuckles or you're not going to knock over your water bottle. And then when you've got enough room there, you can let your arms come back down by your sides. Separate your feet and your knees hips distance apart. Walk your heels in a little bit, just in front of your sitting bones. Good. And then lift the toes and the balls of the feet off the floor so you rest on your heels. Activate the heels by feeling like you're dragging the heels towards your shoulders. And this will fire up your hamstrings. And as I was just talking earlier in our forward fold, in our wide-legged standard fold, I was talking about strengthening the hamstrings. So this action of digging the heels down does exactly that, strengthens our hamstrings. Because in a moment, we're going to use the power of our legs, the hamstrings, to help to lift the hips up away from the floor. So keep the heels digging and dragging. Press your upper arm bones down in the floor. Balance out tip of chin and eyebrow center. As you next inhale, start to press a lot more into your heels so the hips lift away from the floor.
And then as you exhale, lower the upper back, middle back, and hips down to the floor. So as you inhale, the hips lift, the mid-back lifts, more weight shifts to the shoulders. And as you exhale, you lower down. Doesn't matter how high you lift necessarily, I just don't want you to push with your pelvis. So no kind of thrusting through the gluteal muscles in your bum. Really use that dragging action of the heels. Inhale, lifting hips and lower back, mid back up away from the floor. And exhale and lower. So as you're inhaling, you're lifting, using the leg power, and as you're exhaling, you're lowering. Good. And just flowing in that way with the rhythm of your breath. So as you inhale, you lift. As you exhale, you lower. If you want to make it more dynamic, as you inhale, the hips and the arms can lift together. And as you exhale, the arms and the hips will touch down to the earth at the same time. So close your eyes or a nice soft gaze. Feel your breath. Be led by your breath. And just moving through this flowing bridge position. Doesn't matter how high the hips lift. Doesn't matter if it's arms and hips or just the hips. But just feeling the strength and power from your legs. And the more we do this, the more we use the legs, the less we use the glutes, the more space we give into the lower back. So just a couple more cycles. Notice how good it feels just to connect to your own rhythm. To enjoy the fullness of your breath with the movement of your body. How good it feels just to be moving, alive, awakened in this moment. At the end of your next exhalation, when your hands and your hips touch down to the floor again, you can just allow everything just to connect to the floor. Widen your feet a little wider than hips distance. Keep the knees bent. And drop the inner knees together to touch. Allow your sacrum, your lumbar spine to spread and lengthen. Inhale and open the arms wide out to shoulder height like you're a great bird spreading your wings. Doesn't matter if you connect with your neighbour, you're not going to be here for long. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, let's cross the right elbow on top of the left over the chest. Then bend your elbows, keeping that crisscross, and bring the backs of the hands towards each other. They may or may not touch. Kind of like that. So some friends might be more like that. Some friends are going to be like that. So right elbow on top of left and hugging in. Great. And don't worry if the backs of the hands don't quite meet yet, that's okay. Slide the tips of your shoulder blades down your back away from ears. Begin to lift the forearms slightly away from the face as you squeeze the inner elbows together. Just beginning to stretch the place where many of us, myself included, hold little knots of tension right around the back of the heart in that space between the shoulder blades. Can you breathe into that space wherever you're feeling the resistance, wherever you're feeling the stretch? Can you still enjoy the fullness of breath here? Take one more full breath in. Expand. Exhale and release your arms out to the sides again. Big eagle wings spreading wide. Inhale, reach through your fingers. As you exhale, change the crisscross. Left elbow on top this time. Bring the backs of the hands towards each other. And don't worry if they don't quite connect yet. Slide the shoulder blades down into the back. Move the forearms away from your nose a little. And breathe into the space in the back body where you're feeling the stretch and resistance. As you next inhale, open the arms wide. And as you exhale, float the arms down to your sides. Hug the left knee to your chest. Interlace the hands around the back of the left thigh or hold on to inseam and outer seam of the leg. And extend your left leg straight up. Doesn't matter if the leg doesn't go totally straight. You can slide your right leg out towards the front of the mat. Again, does not matter if it doesn't go totally straight. But if it does go straight out there, then you can just activate that leg. Dig the heel down into the floor. Point the toes back towards your face. A few ankle circles through your left ankle. Slow, mindful movement. Circle the opposite direction a few times if you haven't done that already. Relax the shoulders, spread the collarbones, balance tip of chin and eyebrow center again. Part the lips a little. And then let's switch the legs around. So right knee to chest for most of us. Extend the leg up. Press the thigh into your hands. And you can extend the left leg out long ahead of you if you like. If it does go out there, keep it active. Start to make gentle circles through your right ankle. Direction. Good. Great. Bend your left knee. Bring your right heel onto the top of your left knee. You can release your hands now once that connection is made. Spin, begin to flex your right ankle, spread the toes, and then begin to spin the right thigh away from you. So you're making the top of the number four between your thighs. Good. And some friends, you might just want to stay here. Some friends, you can feed your right hand through the gap between the legs and both hands catch the left thigh as you bring the left foot off the floor. That's too much. Just keep the left foot down on the floor. Keep flexing the right ankle just so you protect your right knee. Spread the toes evenly. So the big toe mound and baby toe mound move away evenly. Now there's no twisting or sickling around the ankle. Last couple of breaths. Breathing once again into wherever you notice there's some resistance. Maybe it's around the outer right hip for some of us, could be in a thigh, could be around the broadness of the lower back. So wherever you're feeling any resistance at all, breathe into it, expand around it. And at the end of your next exhale, Let's release that and go to the other side. So the right foot comes down to the floor, the left heel on top of right knee. Flex the ankle first and then spin the thigh bone away from you. Just so that we've got some protection around the knee. This side might feel very, very different than the other side. It might be more or less spacious. So listen and feel. Stay here and breathe into any resistance that you might be feeling. If you want to, you can feed your left hand through the gap. The right foot comes off the floor and both hands hold on to the back of your right thigh. And you still keep the shoulders moving down the back, the collarbones spread. That natural curvature in the upper back and the neck. Can you still relax the jaw, even when we're asking quite a lot of our hips and our pelvis? Notice if your tongue is pressing to the roof of your mouth. Invite it to rest into the lower jaw. Soften across the forehead and around your eyes. Last breath here, breathing in. And breathing out, let's release the right foot to the floor, the left foot to the floor. And then keep the knees bent. Let your knees open out to the sides of the mat, soles of the feet come together. Like your legs are like little butterfly wings. If you have glasses on, you might just want to remove your glasses and place them either alongside you or just onto your chest. And then bring your hands together over your chest and rub your palms vigorously. So get some warmth and heat through your palms. And then when they feel nice and warm, place your hands down onto your belly. Let the warmth penetrate the belly. We started here at the beginning of our practice. Breathing into the fullness of our belly, the place that houses the energy of our safety, our security, our steadiness. So after all of our stretching and moving and connection to breath, can we breathe once again into steadiness, being steady with whatever rises and falls. Nothing to change, nothing to fix. Just being okay with where we are right now. Then bringing the hands back together over the chest. Rub the hands again, nice and vigorously. Get some heat. And this time when they feel nice and warm, cup your palms over the eye sockets. We spend so much of our lives looking outside of ourselves. Looking out into the world through those muscles behind the eyes work super hard. Looking outside of ourselves for things to make us happy. Trying to fix and change ourselves to fit in. And yoga really encourages us to do the opposite of that. To take ourselves inwards. To know that we have everything we need within us. That we are completely perfect in our imperfection. And there's nothing that needs to be fixed or changed. So as your fingers just float down your face, just tracing the fingertips down the face, removing any residual tension. You can begin to move towards Shavasana. You can stretch the legs out. You can bend the knees and just pop the inner knees to rest against each other if you'd rather. If you need any extra layers, you can roll to one side and grab those and bring yourself into a place of rest. You want to cover yourself with a blanket, that's great too.
be here for a good 5 minutes, so making sure that you're warm and comfortable. As you come back to rest
in Shavasana, into corpse pose.
Of the earth, your hands on your body or away from your body, the lower back and the upper back and neck falling into their natural curves. Close the eyes, take a breath in through the nostrils, and a full long sigh out of the mouth. Once more, breath in through the nose. Surrender the exhalation, exhale through the mouth. And rest into the support of the earth now. All the doing is done. A time for rest and absorption. Resting and returning inwards to the remembrance, to the deep knowing that we are perfect in our imperfection. Nothing to fix or change. Just resting into the wellspring of healing energy that is within us. And knowing that right at the very center of our being is the essence of deep bliss and joy. Connect to that place within you. That has the joy of being alive in each and every moment. Rest in that knowing. Rest in that wellspring. Let go. Relax. beginning to deepen your breath now. And as your breath deepens, return to being a witness, noticing the feelings and sensations as they rise and fall. Notice the feelings as you start to check in comparison to where you started from a little earlier in our practice. And as you start to deepen your breath, you can start to bring awareness to your fingers and your toes. Make gentle movements, returning to wakefulness slowly. Enjoy that feeling of renewal in your body and mind. As you stretch and yawn, you can start to sigh or move in any way that feels good in your body. Bending your knees, stretch your right arm back behind you. Roll over to your right side, use your arm as a pillow. Come into a fetal position for a few breaths on your right hand side. Press the floor away, brush yourself up to sit. Keep the eyes closed if you can, just for a few more moments, as you bring the hands into Anjali Mudra, prayer position in front of the heart. This mudra, a gesture of union, of welcoming all parts of ourself into the light. The shadow parts, the light parts, the parts of us that are vulnerable or anxious or fearful. Welcoming every single part of us into union and loving every single part of our being. Accepting every single part of our being with gratitude. Bowing inwards to our own heart wisdom. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.